This episode of Voices of the Elephant is brought to you by EngineYard, the leading platform as a service. Our Orchestra PHP platform is the easiest way for you to deploy scalable PHP apps in the cloud. And we love the PHP community.
Welcome to the Voices of the Elephant podcast. Each episode of Voices of the Elephant brings you an interview with a member of the PHP community. From project leaders to user group organizers, we talk to the people that are helping make the PHP community special.
We're here today with a very special guest, Derek Rietens. And Derek is back on Voices of the Elephant. He was on last season, but this week marks the 10th anniversary for his project, XDebug. So, Derek, welcome. Say hello to everybody.
Hello, everybody.
Okay, Derek, let's launch right into the questions. XDebug, I mean, everybody knows what XDebug is. If you've done any serious PHP programming, you've used this. I want to know, though, how did you come up with the idea and how did you get the project started?
Well, about 10 years and a couple of weeks ago, I figured out that PHP would crash whenever you had a recursive function call, and there was no protection for that. So I decided to write a small extension to do that, called XDebug. From that simple thing on, I then added stack traces, which PHP was missing then as well, some memory tracing functionality, and then over the past 10 years it's turned out into the XDebug that it is today.
So it is a large, it now encompasses way more than that. I mean, I think Sebastian in PHP Unit uses it for code coverage as well, and code tracing.
Yep, for code coverage in there. There's of course now the debugging and profiling that all didn't exist back then either. It mostly started out as as some frustrations with PHP not doing things, and it's kind of interesting. Over the past couple of years, PHP now has implemented things that XDebug had earlier, but that's fine. I still keep them.
And of course, my favorite XDebug story has to be, I believe it was ZenCon 2008 during the Meet the Teams, and Mark DeVisser was my boss, and I was there leading the discussion, and Mark came over to you and asked you to ask, why doesn't Zen Studio support XDebug? Right. And of course, I think it does now, doesn't it?
PDT does, yes.
And PDT does, okay.
And then as extension, Zen Studio does as well.
Yes, and I know PHP Cloud also supports XDebug for debugging as well. So,
okay, that's new to me. I learn something new every day as well. So,
but that's very interesting. So it just started as, like most things in PHP, it started as a scratch your own itch type situation.
Exactly. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Very cool. Okay. Let's take a break real quick. We need to talk about our sponsor, EngineYard. EngineYard and their PHP product, Orchestra, which is a cloud-based hosting solution. And their website says they are platform as a service. But seriously, let's cut through all the marketing crap here and say what it really is. They make deploying applications into production dead simple. Well, you just attach your Git or SVN repo to your account, and then when you tag something for production, it automatically gets pulled live. I mean, you can't get any easier than that. They manage everything for you. You never have to connect to the server and patch your web server or upgrade PHP or anything like that. They handle all of that. Okay, what you do is you do what you do best, which is create awesome from code. So if you've not taken a look at Orchestra, visit their webpage, engineyard.com/orchestra, and check it out. Matter of fact, go ahead and sign up for their free service and host your pet project there. Everybody's got a pet project. They'll host it for free, okay? They'll give you a little instance there, and you can get a taste of the power and flexibility of Orchestra without having to invest a dime. So check out Orchestra today at engineyard.com/orchestra. Okay, Derek, we're back.
Oh, hi.
So question number two. Not a lot of people get to run projects of the size and scope that XDebug is for 10 years. So let me ask you, what's been the most fun and interesting part about building that community around XDebug?
It's a bit Interesting question, because in most cases, if you have an open source project, community includes users and developers. XDebug doesn't have many other developers. There's a few people that have contributed patches in the past 10 years. Eli has done some, Andrea has done some, and recently Patrick Allard as well. But it's mostly that people using XDebug, which is where most of my interaction comes from. Most interesting thing is that people saving large amounts of time with using it and hearing that people are happy and happy users of it. That is perhaps the most interesting thing for me. Recently, I've had some better relations with some of the it's the wrong word to use. It's more formal relations with some of the IDE developers as well, and to see whether we can make things better as well. So I find it quite interesting as well. It's mostly interesting that there's so many IDEs supporting it, right? There must be at least a dozen that do so. So I find that quite cool.
Excellent. And which IDE do you use?
I use Vim, which is not really an IDE, but there is an XDebug plugin for Vim.
Oh.
It has recently actually seen some work, so hopefully that makes it a bit more useful. I have to admit at the moment I don't write a lot of PHP anymore, so don't really have to use for a debugger. But when I do, I just start up Komodo most of the time still and see and inspect things there. It's the only thing that I use Komodo for. But
Komodo is my editor of choice as well. That's really cool. Yeah. Basically, and I don't think it's I think it's fair to say that you've actually changed the way a lot of programmers program PHP, because I know a lot of us get into it as a hobby. We've got a pet project. We've got an idea. We learn PHP, and the first thing everybody learns is vardump and printr, know, and that's, a lot of people, if it's just a hobby, they never move beyond that, and that's fine. But for professional PHP programmers, we have to have more, and you've changed the way a lot of us program. So you've really had a tremendous impact on the wide area PHP community with a little project that started just as a scratch your own itch.
Yeah, it's been a bit of a ride. I never thought from that there'd be so much about it. And but again, the rest of us probably had the same thing with PHP in the first place. So
that's true. That's very true. Okay, third question. Yeah. What's the hardest lesson you have learned about running a popular project like XDebug?
The hardest lesson is, I think, good documentation is really important. XDebug is for some people quite difficult to set up, mostly because they don't understand how extensions work in the first place. They don't know how to enable them. And with XDebug, a little bit more complicated, it's for some people quite a bit of a high step, which is annoying. Luckily, many distributions have now XDebug in there, and so that's a good thing. And on the side, the other biggest problems that I see is that it is sometimes very difficult to set up with IDEs, mostly because IDEs make it really, really difficult. This is why I quite like Komodo and now PHP Storm as well. They make it so easy to get debugging going. So they solve some of those problems for me. But I'm not quite sure if that's what you were asking. So,
no, that's a very good answer to that question. I appreciate it. Okay, the question, final question we ask everybody: what's your local user group and what's the URL?
The user local group is PHP London, which has at its URL phplondon.org.
Excellent. Well, Derek, being a core developer and the author of XDebug, you have made a tremendous impact on all PHP developers in general, but me specifically. Every time I meet a core developer, I try to thank them, because I wouldn't be able to do what I do if you guys didn't do what you do. So, for all of us, but especially for me, thank you for everything that you do for the PHP community.
Oh, you're most welcome.
Thanks for listening to Voices of the Elephant. Voices of the Elephant is copyright EICC Incorporated and released under a Creative Commons Attribution No Derivatives Share and Share Alike license. To nominate someone to be a guest on Voices of the Elephant, visit our website and click on the nominate link. The URL is voicesoftheelephant.com. Elephant is, of course, spelled E-L-E-P-H-P-A-N-T.
Engine Yard is a proud supporter of the Voices of the Elephant podcast. We're a leader in cloud-based platform as a service, and you may have heard of our Orchestra PHP platform, which is designed to let you focus on writing awesome PHP apps. Basically, we save you time and money and keep your app up and running for you. For more information, you can hang out with us on IRC at Pound Orchestra on Freenode, or for more information, you can also go to our website at engineyard.com/products/orchestra.